Here the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places. Monday, November 23rd, 2020. It's Here the Turtle, presented by Toyota and Keith. Maryland basketball is back this week on the men's and the women's side. We did our men's preview last week. Great interview with Eric Ayala. Make sure to check that out. This week, we do the Maryland women, the number 12 team in the country coming in the preseason. We have an interview with Faith Masonis coming later. Make sure to listen to that, the Terps sophomore. But right now, let's break down this Maryland Terrapin women's team. Obviously, an incredible amount of success under Brenda Freeze. We say this every year. We've had Brenda on the show at least four times, and they just are consistently among the nation's elite programs. They have dominated the Big Ten since Maryland has entered the conference. They are in the conversation as a top 10 program every year. Keith, start with your first of our three things to know. We're going to go back and forth here, just like we did for the men. I would say, previewing this entire conversation, the thing for the women is a lot of talent, but uncertainty in terms of roles, I think, would be my look. A team that is talented enough to play with the best teams in the country, but who steps up into the roles? Let's start to answer some of those questions. What's your first of your three things to know, Keith?
Number one thing for me to watch this year, Taylor, with the Maryland women's basketball team, can the Terps stay healthy? Brenda Freeze has a smaller roster size this year. Only 10 players on the roster, had a couple people getting back from some injuries, but she's done this in the past, kind of having a small amount of players on her team. And that means everyone's going to play. That means there's no, you know, questioning who's going to have playing time, who's, you know, worried about getting on and off the court. When you have a roster that size, you know, everyone's going to have a role in some type of way. So Shanice Lewis back this year after missing last season due to injury, she's going to have an increased role. And a smaller rotation kind of can lead to some better chemistry, but you're also looking at that injury risk. And you know, can she keep her team together, you know, for a full slate? Something she kind of mentioned in her preseason press conference this year. But that to me is one of the big things to watch with this year's team.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think we've seen at times over the last few years, Maryland's had players get banged up. They've had a shorter roster, and it's made that. I remember when Chloe Pavlik got thrust into a big role as a freshman because of sort of a smaller roster 6 or 7 years ago. That feels like a long time ago now, which is absolutely wild to think about, Keith. But as you said, Shanice Lewis, that was big for Maryland. They had to put Taylor Mikesell, who's now transferred to Oregon in a little bit of a point guard role at times. She comes back and brings some stability to that spot with some experience. Zoe Young comes back, a really talented freshman who was out all of last season. She's from Iowa, around where Brenda Freeze is from, and is going to bring some scoring and depth at the guard position. So as you said, you don't have a lot of room for error with those 10 players, but Maryland feels like, I think, they've got a bunch of players that can all play. There's no sort of, you know, people at the end of the bench that are not going to play. Maryland has a very talented roster. One of the highlights of that talented roster, Keith, is the subject of my first thing, and that is flat out, what is Angel Reese going to bring as the number two incoming recruit in the country, a five-star out of Baltimore, who put up just absolutely ridiculous high school stats, averaged 18, 20, and 5 during her junior year, 19, 10, and 3 during her senior season, a McDonald's All-American. Her brother, Julian, just signed with Maryland's men's team. The entire Reese family is coming to play basketball at Maryland. But Angel is the highlight of that and the highest recruit to ever come to Maryland. And that's a heavy statement considering the caliber of players that Brenda Freeze has brought in for almost two decades. So what does Angel Reese bring to the team? We've heard an incredible amount of talk from Brenda Freeze about not only what she does physically on the court, but what she brings to the mental aspect, how hard she works and all of those things, what her competitiveness is like. She's a 6'3 you know, sort of forward slash guard that can put the ball on the floor. And she's got a lot of open minutes to potentially take a big role in this team. I have not seen her play because we have had no practice and we have no exhibition games. You know, you see some of those high school highlights, but I think every Maryland fan awaits what Angel Reese brings to the table as the highest rated recruit in Maryland history. We get so excited about those five stars. We think about it in football. We think about it in men's and women's basketball. Angel Reese is that. Does she jump into that role immediately and clearly take on sort of the Kyla Charles top scorer alpha dog role? Does she kind of fit in behind Ashley Owusu and all of the different returning players Maryland has? That's going to be very interesting to watch for me.
I'm glad you brought up Angel Reese Taylor, because she fits in perfectly into my second thing to watch for Maryland women's basketball season. And that is, can the Terps protect the rim? Maryland's top three shot blockers from last season are all gone. Shakira Austin, Steph Jones, Kyla Charles, they combined for 61% of the team's blocks last year. So that shows you, you're missing some of those rim protection pieces that you had that won you that Big Ten championship last season. But Brendan Freese is confident in Diamond Miller and Angel Reese can both step into those roles. Both, like you mentioned with Angel, 6'3", both of them 6'3", bring great height, great length. It's going to be a new look for Maryland in the front court this year. They're going to have to establish that defensive identity, and Angel's going to be a big part of that this season on that defensive front.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really interesting. Obviously, the Terps lose Shakira Austin to transfer, and she was, you know, sort of penciled in, I think, for a 4-year stint as really a rim protector for the Terps and someone that held down that center spot. Now you've got to fill in those roles. I think Mimi Collins, who's, you know, 6'3" and plays in the post, she'll fill some of those minutes as well, a transfer from Tennessee. So that is definitely a question mark for Brenda Freese. And I think you'll see her really space the floor a lot with this team. You don't have a lot of traditional post players in that kind of Bree Jones or Crystal Langhorne type of mold, at least from what we've seen. Now, saying that, it's just because we haven't seen a lot of these players play with each other. We haven't seen a Chloe Bibby transferring in from Mississippi State. So there's just some uncertainty there in terms of role. And that goes into my second point here is who for Maryland is going to step up into the main scoring roles. Keith, the age-old adage about sports, the team with the most points wins. I think that's a tried, hard, and fast rule, right?
Man, you gotta, that's what people listen to this podcast for.
That's
things
why
like
people
that.
Listen to Hear the Turtle. But for Maryland, in all seriousness, they lose a lot of their scoring. You look at this their statistics from last year. Kyla Charles averaged 14 a game. Shakira Austin, 12 a game. Ashley Owusu comes back as the Big Ten freshman of the year, averaged 12, so you have that. But then Steph Jones and Taylor Mikesell averaging just over 11 a game there. You're losing a lot of that scoring. Blair Watson has gone, averaged about 8 a game. So you have to have a lot of people that have not scored at a high level for this team. Diamond Miller comes to mind, Faith Bassonis. They're both going to have to step up. And then what do you get from your transfers and Collins and Reese and Chloe Bibby and Katie Benzin, the transfer from Harvard, who can really fill it up from the outside, can really shoot. How do those pieces all fit in, and who takes on those scoring roles? I mean, we talked about the exact same thing with the men last week in terms of their guys like Wiggins and Ayala and Morsell stepping up into higher scoring roles with the loss of Sticks and Anthony Cowan. The women have the exact same question to answer. And you're going to answer those very early on in the season based on who Brenda Freese is in Brenda Freese's starting five and how she distributes her minutes. I think that she's going to tinker. I think Brenda Freese is going to tinker early on in the year and figure out, besides Ashley Owusu, who she knows can score at this level, who else can kind of get it done.
It's funny. I'm looking at my notes from Brenda Freese's preseason press conference, Taylor, and in quotes I have, everyone can score the basketball. From
Brenda. Well, there you go. So, then that's the answer that Brenda always has an answer. So
I think it plays right into what you're saying. I think she's very confident in the group that she has now and that people can step into those roles. And my last thing kind of plays into what you said a little bit here, Taylor, but how will the sophomore class stack up? Diamond Miller, Faith Masonis, our guest this week, and Ashley Owusu are all going to have to step up for Coach Freese this season. And they all know that. She knows that. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone in the Big Ten or around the country. But she thinks they're up to the task. In that presser, she said she thought they were all peaking at the right time during the Big Ten tournament last year when Maryland went on that run and are primed to have another big impact in that postseason that we didn't get to see play out. But they'll get their shot here this week when the Terps open up the season. And they will kind of make up that core, almost veteran core. Now you kind of have to step into some of those leadership roles, you know, with a smaller team in that sophomore class. It's going to have a big impact for this team to be successful.
Yeah, it's wild that two sophomores that I wouldn't say were heavy contributors, excuse me, to a Big Ten championship team are almost veterans. I mean, Owusu is in the same way. She was more of a contributor, but they kind of have to step up and give the experience in terms of players that have played for Maryland before. Obviously, you have Chloe Bibby and Ben Zenn that have played a lot of college basketball, but they've never played for the Terps and never played for the Big Ten. As you said, Diamond Miller scored 15 points in the Big Ten semifinals. So to Coach Freeze's point, sort of coming on at the end of the year, she's very talented out of New Jersey. Misonis also out of New Jersey, two very talented. And as you said, make sure to listen to our interview with Faith Misonis as we head through the podcast. My last thing, and this is what Maryland women's basketball has done since they entered the Big Ten, is absolutely dominate the league. Regular season championships, tournament championships, regular season championship in 15, 16, 17, 19, and 20. The tournament champions in 15, 16, 17, and 20. Just they've been the class of the league. They've elevated the quality of basketball in this league. And it's totally to Brenda Freeze and that staff and that program's credit. Indiana picked to win the league in the preseason, just a little more certainty around their roster. But as we were talking before this, Keith, to slay the other Big Ten teams have to slay the dragon. And that's Maryland every single year. I think every Big Ten team knows that. We'll see who steps up and challenges. Last year was Northwestern in the regular season. The Terps and the Wildcats shared the title. Maybe it's the Hoosiers who Maryland did a nice job with last year.
Three wins over the Hoosiers last year. It's hard to beat a team three times in the same season. We've all heard that.
Yes, we have all heard that. And so it'll be interesting to see who challenges the Terps on the Big Ten side and how Maryland responds. And I'm interested. We see so many of Brenda Freeze's pregame and press conferences and her speeches to the teams. She's got to say to each team every year, you are the team with the target on your back. I mean, she has to use that cliche.
No doubt.
Because it's so true. To finish out those preseason rankings, Indiana picked first, the Terps picked second, Michigan Wolverines picked third, Northwestern coming off that share of the conference regular season title with the Terps picked fourth, and Ohio State, who had challenged Maryland in the Kelsey Mitchell era a few years ago for those regular season conference titles, they are picked fifth. So Maryland, they're up there with the men's lacrosses, women's lacrosses, men's soccers, and field hockeys in terms of dominating the Big Ten since we've come into the league. And hopefully that continues for Brenda Freeze. And to help make that continue, one of the contributors she's going to need to bring a lot more to the table this year as she goes into a bigger role is Faith Misonis, our guest this week. I really enjoyed our interview with Faith, Keith. She was able to chop it up with us. We like when people get in here, and we love all our guests, but we like when people come in and kind of buy into hear the turtle chop up style. And Faith was willing to have some fun with us, talk to her about a bunch of different things, including her tons of brothers and sisters, the entire situation coming from the season being canceled, her having to step up into a bigger role, and a variety of things. So let's get to the interview now with Faith Misonis. Want to take the Terrapins with you wherever you go? Maryland Athletics has officially launched the One Maryland mobile app, a must-have for all Terps fans. The One Maryland app is a one-stop shop for all things Terps, featuring the latest news, scores, game day information, and exclusive content from your favorite Maryland teams. Download the One Maryland app on your iOS or Android device today by searching for Maryland Athletics in your device's app store. We're back here on Hear the Turtle with Maryland women's basketball's Faith Misonis. Faith, thanks for coming on the show. First of all, the last time you guys were about to play games, you were heading into the NCAA tournament. You guys were on a wild win streak. Everything was going well. The season shuts down. How happy are you to get back on the floor with your teammates next week and get basketball going again?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. I'm really excited. And just to talk about basketball a little bit, I mean, our whole country, the whole world has gone through something that we've never experienced. I mean, we have experienced before in history, but not in this time. So really just preparing and make sure everybody's healthy. But this upcoming season, just getting ready to play and just really excited to get back on the court and finally have basketball in my life again and finally be able to get ready on game days and get those exciting game day, just everything achievements.
You guys have a pretty small roster, only 10 players. What has it been like to sort of have that close bond where you guys don't have the big team, but everyone is sort of like close together and good to go?
Well, definitely this year we have a lot of new faces, some familiar faces, but really just getting that connection off the court through At first, it was through Zoom. So that really just helped us connect to get to learn each other just a little bit more off the court. And then coming together, by the time everybody was here, we were friends already. So we just connected that bond. And our bond and friendships off the court just translate right onto the court. And it's just fun to play with everybody. And it's just nice to be back in practice and to be able to just play with your best friends on the court.
Faith, in this past month that you've been able to get that practice time in with your teammates and start building that chemistry, do you feel like this team has, you know, developed an identity, kind of had some qualities that you're seeing to start to come to fruition here?
I mean, definitely on the offensive end, that is not an issue. We can get to the basket. Everybody on our team is so versatile. Everybody coming in, the first five, and everybody on the bench. So it's really just important for us to understand our versatility, to be able to drive the ball, to get those kicks, wide open threes, and really just crash the boards and get on those rebounds. I know in the past just getting those stops and sprinting the floor, and that's just the Maryland way. So we continue that this year with just running the floor and really focusing on our defense, which creates our offense.
Faith, how excited are you to take on a larger role, both on the offensive and defensive side this year? Obviously, you had a solid freshman season, but you get more playing time this year. Will it be like for you to kind of take on that larger role?
Well, coming into my sophomore year, I feel like having this larger role, obviously, it puts some pressure on you, but I'm all for it. I'm ready to come in and lead my team and really just make sure everybody's on the same page to create that chemistry and just allow us to win in the end, because in the end, we're just looking to win. So making sure everybody's on that same page is the most important part, basically.
Faith, what's Brenda, what's her message been to you guys kind of early on in the season? There's so many unknowns. There's so many things that can change and whatnot as the season goes on. What's been her kind of consistent message to you guys throughout this whole process?
So basically, we come in every single day not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. So what she tells us every day is, you don't know if it's going to be our last practice this year. You don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. So just taking every day and getting 1% better every single day. So hopefully we have a game in a week, or we hopefully have a practice tomorrow. So really just taking advantage of every single day. She really emphasizes that a few months ago, back in March, we got our sport taken away from us. So it should be exciting to come to practice every day and have high energy and just be excited to get on the floor with your teammates.
Faith, one of the more interesting things that we were told about you is that you're one of 10 kids, which is wild. First of all, break down the brothers and sisters there and how many brothers and sisters you have, what the split is. And then I want to know what, besides basketball, I'm sure you're the best at basketball, I would think, at this point. What are you better at than the rest of them?
Okay, so first off, yes, I am one of 10 kids. I'm number 6, so I have some older, some younger.
Okay.
And it's perfectly split. We're 5 and 5.
Wow, okay. That's unbelievable.
So, I don't know how they did it, but somehow they did it.
I was about to say, what a job. Congratulations.
What a job. Yeah, I mean, here, you want their names really quick?
Yeah, run them down.
Oldest.
We're putting you on the spot, so don't forget them, because they're going to call you out.
I won't. This is their nicknames. Some of us use nicknames, middle names. It's really complicated. I don't know why, but okay, ready? Iggy, Grace, Ellie, Joe, Addie, Faith, Michael, Christian, Hope, Ambrose.
Wow. Well
nicely
done.
Nicely. Well I have a feeling you've done
thank
that
you.
Maybe
thank
once
you.
Or twice.
And how old is the oldest and how young is the youngest? What's the age?
Okay, now you're putting me on the spot. The oldest just turned 29 this past August.
Okay.
And the youngest just turned 12 last January.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And then
so pretty close, honestly.
Yeah, that is pretty close. Out of all of the activities you guys do as a family, what are you the best at besides hoops?
Ooh. I was going to say something funny, like driving my siblings around, but that's not really a family activity. Ooh, I would say cooking. I'm not the best, but I love to cook.
Okay, so you have the most
passion. Make a nice dinner. Yes. I would think that most passion.
Did growing up in a family that big, did it just bring that competitiveness out of you, whether that be in sports or just trying to get the last roll at the table? I mean, what was that environment like?
Most definitely. I really truly think I get it from my parents, because both my parents played sports in college and their whole lives. So they raised athletes, and we like to eat, we like to fight, we like to compete. So definitely growing up in a big family, you got to fight for food. you don't make food yourself, you're not eating. So really just figuring it out as you go.
Now, I don't, obviously the age gap is big, but there are not many families that could go 5-on-5. I mean, you guys could run 5-on-5.
We got two teams right there.
That is wild. Yeah. The other thing we know about you is that you love to paint. Not only love to cook, you love to paint. What's the origin of that?
I mean, I am one of 10 kids, so obviously there's a lot of different things that my siblings like to do. And my older sister, Addie, she also plays basketball at Assumption College, but she loves to paint, loves to draw. She's really good at what she does. So kind of just seeing her doing, I'm like, oh, I want to try that. Or like, honestly, it's just something to keep my mind occupied. If I'm bored, I paint. It's just something like during quarantine, I told myself, I was like, here, I have all this time. Let's figure things out that I like to do by myself and learn about myself. So I took advantage of the time and I painted a lot over quarantine. So that kind of started the role of going.
What are the subjects that we're going for? Are we painting particular things, particular styles? Is it all changing?
Definitely all changing. I'm not the best, but I just do it for fun. So I don't know. I like to draw and paint flowers or like the sky, the sun, just little things.
When you were
like
cooped inside, you were just drawing things that you wish you could see, essentially.
Exactly.
I'm pretty confident that in this interview right now, you are the best painter that's currently here. So I'm going to give
there's,
you that.
There's no doubt. I am awful.
I appreciate that. No. Honestly, it's all practice. I was awful. Like, couldn't do it at the start. And my sister was like, literally, all you got to do is just keep doing it and you'll get so much better. Yeah, so maybe, well, you guys have hope.
That's our challenge now. We will paint throughout the year. And then we'll come back at the end and see what happens. Yeah, have you gotten any of your teammates into either the cooking or painting? It sounds like your team also likes to cook. We've heard this from
yes, our team is definitely a team full of chefs. We got Shanice, Mimi, Angel. I mean, even Chloe and Katie, they get in there chefing up. So usually we just come together. Some nights we'll literally paint together and eat at the same time with, I don't know. Shanice the other night made her buffalo chicken dip. Everybody loves it. Ooh. And Chloe bakes everybody cookies. It's so much fun. But yeah, sometimes we do paint nights together. We get some canvas, a big sheet so we could put all the paint and everything on it. It's a lot of fun.
Dinner and a show right there. That sounds like a good time.
It's a great time. We watch some TV, laugh a little bit, play some music. Fun.
That's the team bonding aspect right there. Speaking of your team, you played Diamond Miller in high school for a state title. Who got the upper hand there?
Okay, we played each other twice.
Okay.
So we're even. She got the first one on a buzzer beater, and then we got the second one. So we're even right there. We both got some rings.
Did she make the buzzer beater?
She did not, actually.
Okay, so she doesn't have that. Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't have that. But that's way back. That feels like forever ago.
What was that, your senior year? Junior, senior year?
So the first one was my sophomore year. The second one was my junior year.
Very good. Faith, 50th season of Maryland women's basketball coming up this season. You know, what's it like for you and your teammates be able to celebrate that milestone, celebrate that season this year with the program? This has such a rich history, such a rich tradition.
It's really just an honor of 50 years of women playing basketball here at the University of Maryland. So just wearing that on our chest proudly and really just developing our program for the generations and the young women to come.
Faith, we're going to end this thing a little bit of rapid fire. First of all, your basketball, you don't have to go fast. We normally see rapid fire every time and then
she rattled off the siblings, no problem. You should be good to go on rapid fire.
That's very true.
Come on.
First of all, you're from Jersey. The best thing about the Jersey Shore?
Pork roll, the beach.
Yes. Pork roll is a staple. I like that. Who's your basketball idol growing up?
Ooh, Elena Deladon.
Ooh, that's a good one. Elena playing locally. Speaking of, you've gone from Jersey to now Maryland. What are you taking, a crab cake or a New Jersey bagel?
New Jersey bagel. I don't do seafood.
Okay, there it is. There it is. We hear that Jersey bagels are better than every bagel by far. Can you confirm that?
I can confirm that. That and pizza.
Okay, there you go.
Faith, what's your favorite song at the moment? What's your go-to right now?
Oh, my favorite song. This is a hard one. I would say Girl of My Dreams by Rod Wave.
Wow, there you go. I've not heard that one, Keith.
I haven't heard. I gotta listen to that after this.
I love when we hear things that we have not heard. We gotta go back after and listen.
Rod Wave. All right.
This is a new one. You're the first one answering this rapid fire question. We've never done it. What is currently in the back of the trunk of your car?
Like 30 pairs of basketball shoes.
Actually, very appropriate answer.
I would say 30 pairs of basketball shoes, 3 basketballs, a case of Gatorade, and my dress that I wore yesterday that I have not taken out of my car yet.
There you go.
You know what? For the first time asking that, that was a very – I like that answer. That was good.
We'll continue with that question, Keith.
We got to keep that one. Faith, what's the show you're watching right now?
I am rewatching Grey's Anatomy for the third time.
Okay. So. That's a tried and true. It's a classic.
Tried and true. And then Faith, we asked this to everyone, your favorite place to eat in College Park. Besides Shanice's buffalo chicken dip.
Oh. The easy one, I would say Chipotle, but my favorite, probably, I think it's called Masa, something like that. Hibachi. Masa Hibachi.
Okay. Hibachi situation.
What's your order at Chipotle? Everyone that mentions Chipotle has to give us the rundown of their order.
Okay, that's a deal. So some days it really just depends how I'm feeling. But recently I've been going with the burrito. I do some white rice, black beans, chicken, and then we go with some sour cream, cheese, lettuce, and guac. But recently they haven't had lettuce, so unfortunately you gotta cut the lettuce out.
Yeah, the lettuce
shortage at Chipotle. Yes. What a shame.
Yeah,
very sad.
Just among the issues going on right now.
That's a high priority.
Very high priority. Faith, thanks so much for coming on with us. Good luck this season. We can't wait to watch what you and the rest of the team do, and stay safe out there.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Back here on Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota. Once again, thanks to Faith Misonis for joining us. It sounds like, Keith, I mean, you and Faith Misonis both love the Jersey Shore.
I have frequented the Jersey Shore.
Our colleague, our esteemed and valued and beloved colleague, Ben Kessler, also and a friend of the Jersey Shore. Perhaps we can take a group Hear the Turtle trip to the Jersey Shore, and you, Faith, and Kess can just tour me around.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we get back to those days very soon here as the pandemic subsides. Fingers crossed in the coming months. But yeah, it's a great time down there. A little sun, you know. What's your beach activity of choice, Taylor? Are you a spike ball guy? Do you like to get in the ocean? Are you boogieboarding?
I'm an ocean guy. I'm a body surfing guy.
A body surfing. Okay.
Yeah. We talked a bit about that during the summer when I was in Ocean City. I was texting you guys that I was, you know, after some young shredders. We were getting after it. Me and the youth of Ocean City, you know, trying not to hit into any of the people standing 2 inches into the ocean.
Yeah, you gotta keep your head on a swivel when you're
Keep your head on a swivel. People need to just get into the ocean, Keith. I don't know why people walk in and they stand in. And I'm not that I'm attacking any of our listeners. So if you do this, sorry if you're offended. But just walking in up to like knee height and then getting all scared and come on. Get in there.
Get the hair wet a little bit. I feel you.
Yeah. So that would be what's yours?
I mean, I love the ocean like anybody else, but I do like a good game of spike ball on the beach.
You are diving
around a little bit. And then here's what you do, Taylor. You work up a sweat. Yep. It's hot out there. You just got your dub on the spike ball court. You run into the ocean to cool off. Boom.
That's a great call. Also, it's just like tossing the pigskin around on the beach.
Oh, like, yeah. Absolutely.
That's a solid activity. And shout out to our laxers. You love getting the wand out there. I've done that a little bit too in my time. So thanks once again to Faith Misonis for coming on. And 10 brothers and sisters, by the way, is wild. 10 brothers and sisters, I guess. And her including 10. Shout out to her parents for getting through that. That's unbelievable. And very interesting. So Faith Misonis will play a big role in this Maryland's women's basketball season, which should be fun to watch as the Terps ranked number 12 in the country. They get it underway playing Davidson at the Beach Bubble Tournament in Estero, Florida. They will play Davidson on Friday at 2:30. Missouri State, who's ranked number 24 in the country, November 28th on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they play number 14 Arkansas. So a pretty solid slate to start out the year for Maryland women's basketball. They will then come back and play some home games. And at this point, as we record on Monday morning, no Big Ten schedule announced. And we'll see when that comes out, but we have no Big Ten games to discuss at this point. As I look at the schedule, the men got out last week. They still have not released the women. And that is just the epitome of how we've kind of gone about these things in 2020. Speaking of that scheduling, Maryland football will be back on the field on Saturday as they've gotten over there. Pandemic troubles with COVID, and they are going to play Indiana Saturday at noon on ESPN2. That's good to see that everyone back safe and healthy and can play football on Saturday. So make sure to pay attention to all that as we go. That game against Michigan State last Saturday, slated for College Park, canceled. Obviously, Ohio State the week before canceled. So Maryland football, it feels like they haven't played in a month. Will come back and be able to play Indiana as they try to finish their season on a high note and have some winnable games after that down the stretch. Indiana going to be a tough team, number 12 in the nation. But then Michigan, who has struggled this year, and then Rutgers, who just lost to Michigan. Those teams played a close game. So we'll see what Maryland football does. But first and foremost, hope everyone is healthy, including head coach Mike Loxley. That's enough for this week's episode of Hear the Turtle, our women's basketball preview. Make sure to go back to listen to our men's basketball preview with our guy, Eric Ayala Keith. Make sure to go look back and listen to all of our Record Breaker Series episodes with men's basketball. And if you're a women's basketball fan, our interview with Christy Winter Scott from a couple weeks ago was fantastic to promote the 50th season of Maryland women's basketball, which gets underway on Friday. Keith, I can't wait for basketball. I'm fired
up. It's here, man. Knock on wood. We're smooth sailing into this week to tip it off. I can't wait.
Yep, let's just keep on moving through, keep everybody safe and healthy, and have some Terps basketball on the floor. As we talked about in the men's preview, the Terps men get underway on Wednesday afternoon on BTN Plus, so make sure to tune in. Make sure to follow Keith on social media at Stins311. You can follow me at TaylorSmite10, and you can follow Hear the Turtle at Hear the Turtle on Twitter and Instagram, Keith, and we will see everyone next time on Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota.
Go Terps!